doesn't get any easier, does it? I mean, Chelsea arriving, and they're a formidable outfit.
Well, the favourites, well, looking at it, along with Manchester City, are probably the two teams that are going to vie for it. Chelsea, a fantastic side. Great manager, great players there. Potentially could win the Champions League. That shows you the magnitude of what they've got. But as I said before, any given day, you just never know.
There's no secret about this game. The better players, you win more games. That's generally the way it goes. Mm. They've got better players, but the pressure's still on you to win a game.
It is. And it's a different kind of pressure because nobody expects anything from us other than ourselves. As I say, our season won't be defined by Arsenal and Chelsea. It's after that what will happen. And but if we keep trying to do the right things and just get that last third of the pitch right, then we've got a chance.
Do you have one your little thought already on Hull when you pick your team?
Not really. Not as such. I think the next game is always the most important. So and we'll pick a side that hopefully can cause Chelsea problems.
And still going to win it.
Still going to win it. I'm not going to change the way I think or play. Just going, we're going to try and win.
I hate to say this because most football managers don't like it. You wouldn't mind a slice of luck now and again, I would imagine.
Oh, it'd be nice. I mean, just to get some sort of, I think that's evaded us over the last little spell. But listen, I'm a great believer. You create your own luck, and we need something to go for us. We need the supporters to be behind us, and which I'm pretty sure they'll come in their numbers to get behind us. And they want it for them as well. You want to do well.
Just finally,